So let's get started today by reading our main text and then pray together. We'll take a focused look at what Jesus was saying in Luke 18, 9 through 14.
那今天我们先从朗读主要的经文开始，然后一起祷告，接着我们将查考这个耶稣在路加福音的第十八章第九节到十四节刚才我们念过的一些话呢。
So you already looked at that in Chinese, so I'll catch up with you in English, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Luke 18, 9 through 14. He also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down into his house justified rather than the other man. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted.
我们就不读了，刚才读完一遍了。
Now you're probably aware that anyone who stands here to preach is first challenged to apply God's word to themselves and then pray for the Holy Spirit's guidance to identify the main point of the text that they're covering.
那你们可能知道就是啊，任何站出来讲道的人呢，他首先呢是把神的这个话语应用在自己的身上，然后并祈求圣灵的带导，好让他能够抓住这个主要的经文的来分享。
It's also especially considered to be the case with the parables of Jesus. To stick to one main point and not get carried off into too many connected areas. Now I confess, I'm often challenged with that.
那对耶稣的比喻来说呢，这一点尤其重要，就是要紧紧的抓住一个主要的信息，而不是要被相关的信息带偏。我承认我在这方面也常常受到挑战。
We're also wise to consider the context of verses by reading a few verses near to those we're studying. If we look at the parable covered in the first eight verses of Luke 18, we can ask, what one main point did Jesus make there?
那我们应该也有智慧的，就是查圣经的上下文，就通过阅读所研究的那个经文的前后面呢，能够理解其意义。如果我们来看路加福音第十八章的前八节的比喻的话，我们可以问耶稣在那里强调的是什么呢？
I think it tells us that in Luke 18:1, which this leaves me with a good introduction, because as we look at these six verses today, we see they are also about praying.
那我认为呢，这答案就是在路加福音的第十八章的第一节给了我们一个很好的引言。因为当我们今天查到这第六节经文的时候，会发现同样的问题是都是在讲祷告。
Luke 18:1, Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up.
那路加福音的第十八章一节，耶稣设了一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
However, here, as we continue to pray, how does Jesus want us to pray? I think we can say he wants us to pray with confidence. Now, today, we'll look at two such prayers, both with a sense of confidence, one from a Pharisee, the other from a tax collector.
那当我们继续祷告的时候呢，耶稣希望我们如何祷告呢？我想我们可以说，就是他希望我们带着信心来祷告。今天我们要看两种祷告，一个是来自法利赛人，一个是来自税吏，他们两个都是带着非常有信心的祷告的。
I've been encouraged with the help the Lord offered me to approach these verses of 18:9 through 14 today. I can tell you, before I even started praying for my understanding of these verses, God started offering me help from verses in the Old Testament.
当我预备路加福音第十八章第九节十四节的时候，我深受鼓励啊，因为主在帮助我理解这些经文，甚至在我还没有开始为理解这些经文祷告之前，神就已经在借着旧约中的其他经文来帮助我。
He got my attention through verses that seemingly were disconnected of these verses in Luke, even though I know that all God's word is connected. At the same time, we should also know there is a central thought connecting all the thoughts from Genesis to Revelation.
那神呢，借助一些看似啊，跟路加福音经文不相关的一些经文呢，吸引我们的注意哦。尽管我知道在神的话语中一切都是互相关联的，同时我也想应当知道，就是从上创世纪到启示录啊，有一个贯穿始终的中心思想。
Don't worry, I'll come back to this later.
哦，我等一下子过再回过头来看这个。
As I was studying a few weeks ago to teach a Sunday school class in Isaiah, I ran across a verse connected to our verses today. In my studies, I actually first ran across a notation from a Charles Spurgeon sermon called Self-Righteousness, a Smoldering Heap of Rubbish.
几周前呢，我在预备以赛亚书的主日学的时候啊，发现有一节经文呢，与今天的经文非常就是相关。我最初注意到这个是查尔斯Spurgeon 呢的一篇讲道注释他的题目就是自义，一堆混烧的垃圾。
In the subtitle portion of that sermon, the preacher quotes a verse in Isaiah 65. I'm only going to quote a couple of sentences from this sermon, though.
在这篇讲到的副标题中呢，这个讲员引用了以赛亚书第十五章的一节经文。我在这里也引用了其中的几句话。
I quote these sentences to get you thinking about what at the first glance of these verses today we might all say is not about, or is it about being self-righteous like the Pharisees, not being like that.
我引用这些话的时候就是希望你们思考啊，乍一看我们可能会认为今天的经文是讲啊，不要像法利赛人那样自义。
Now others might be just as quick to say, and I was initially, no, it's about being completely humble, with a closer look. I think we could say it's not mainly about either of those.
也有人可能会像我一开始那样认为哦，这段经文是要讲，就是要完全谦卑。但仔细看后来，我认为他主要并不是讲在这两点。
In Isaiah 65, God was speaking through Isaiah many judgments on his people Israel and their leaders in particular. In this verse, Isaiah 65:5 was about how they looked at themselves compared to others.
在以赛亚书的第十五章中啊，神借助以赛亚向以色列民，尤其是他们的领袖啊，宣告了许多审判。以赛亚书第十65章第5节讲的是如何他们如何将自己与别人比较。
Isaiah 65:5 Yet they say to each other, Don't come too close or you will defile me. I am holier than you. These people, God is saying, are a stench in my nostrils, an acrid smell that never goes away.
以赛亚书的第65章的第5节，且对人说，你站开吧，不要挨近我，因为我比你圣洁。主说，这些人是我鼻中的烟，是整天焦烧着的火。
So listen closely. A quote from the other sermon on self-righteousness said this. Those who come with the language of repentance, but without the spirit of it, are sometimes the most self-righteous of all. For they say, I'm all right because I'm not self-righteous.
那篇关于 自义的讲道中啊，有这样一句话，就是那些口中带着悔改的话，却没有悔改的心的人，有时反而是最自义的，因为他们说我没有自义，所以我是对的。
Furthermore, they make a self-righteousness out of the supposed absence of self-righteousness by praying, "Thank you, God, we are not as other men, not as these self-righteous people are."
他们甚至会因为自己没有自义而变得自义，祷告，有时候祷告说，感谢神，感谢你神啊，我们不像别人，不像那些自义的人。
I had to listen to that carefully. What do you think Jesus would have said about the tax collector if his prayer had been along the lines to say, "Thank you, Lord, that I'm not like those self-righteous Pharisees. I'm completely humble."
如果税吏的祷告是这样说啊，感谢你，主啊，我不像那些自义的法利赛人，我是完全谦卑的。你觉得耶稣会怎样评价他呢？
You and I both probably think Jesus would not have declared him justified based on that prayer. Well then, if the main point of this parable isn't about how we should not have confidence in self-righteousness, and it's not really about having confidence in our complete humility, what is it about?
我想你和我都会认为耶稣不会因为这样的祷告而称他为义。那么如果这个比喻的重点既不是不要自信的自信，不要自义的信心，也不是完全谦卑的信心，那他究竟在讲什么呢？
I think we could say it's not about me or you. It's all about God and His incredible mercy. In my other recent studies at a men's prayer breakfast, we looked at Romans 9:15-16.Which speaks to this issue.
我认为这并不是关于我自己，也不是关于大家，而是完全关于神以及他奇妙的怜悯。在我最近一次参加，他们教会有一个弟兄之间的早餐的时候啊，他们就查考了罗马书的第9:15-16，这些经文正好谈到这个问题。
Both in the Old Testament and New Testament, Romans 9:15-16.For God said to Moses, "I will show mercy to anyone I choose, and I will show compassion to anyone I choose." So it is God who decides to show mercy. We can neither choose it nor work for it.
那罗马书的第9:15-16，因他对摩西说，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。据此看来，这不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎发怜悯的神。
So let's go with this one main point of this parable being about God's amazing grace and mercy. And let me try to unpack it a little further. I've tried to do this with 4 subpoints.
因此呢，我认为这个比喻的核心呢，就是神奇妙的恩典与怜悯。我会用四个点来进一步展开。
My first subpoint is, there is nothing that we did or could ever do as a basis for our justification with God.
第一部分就是我们没有，也没有，永远不可能有任何行为能够成为我们在神面前称义的根基。
Now Jesus spoke this parable to certain people, not about them.It was in order to expose their pride, vanity, arrogance, their self-confidence. Yes, he spoke it to the Pharisees at that time, but he could just as well be speaking it to us today.
耶稣讲这个比喻是对某些人说的，而不是单单讲关于他们的故事。其目的就是想揭露他们的那种骄傲啊、虚荣啊、自大、自信啊。是的，他当时是对法利赛人说的。但同样也完全可以在对今天的我们来说。
I remember the first time that I heard this country music song about new Pharisees and what the song was singing about. I was really enjoying it, as it's saying about how Pharisees acted so self-righteous, tried to look holy, you're always paying your tithe and fast to the Lord.
嗯，我记得第一次听到一首啊老的这种啊乡村歌曲的时候，名叫《新的法利赛人》的时候啊，起初呢我听得非常的投入，因为歌词啊唱到那些法利赛人看起来多么正直，多么圣洁，你总是按时啊奉献向主，进食祷告。
He went on to saying, "But there's a rock in your heart and a fire on your tongue." And there ain't no love in your eyes. New Pharisees, this is how he ended it. You're a lot like me. That wasn't what I was expecting at the end.
Oh, 结局就是那个歌词是这样唱的，就是，但你心里有一块顽石，舌头上燃着怒火，你的眼中却没有爱心。法利赛人，是的，你和我很像。哇，这个结尾就跟让我有点不知所措。
Now I'm not trying to teach you doctrine from country music. I'm trying to pass on Jesus' teaching as accurately as I can. Because we all too easily judge Pharisees to be self-righteous hypocrites and assume that the main point of this parable is to be humble.
那我并不是要用这个乡村音乐啊来教导啊神学的教育啊，嗯。我真正想做的是尽可能准确地传达耶稣的教导，因为我们太容易把法利赛人看作自义的伪君子，并且假定这个比喻啊的主要信息是只是要我们谦卑。
Now I have to apologize, as you get older like me, you look back on old stories in your life, such as me hearing a pastor so many years ago saying this, humility is like a delicate blossom that in my hand, and just when I think I have it lightly held in my hand, it crumbles and turns into pride.
那请原谅我啊，因为随着年龄的增长啊，人往往会回想起生命中的一些旧的经历啊。比如多年前我听一位牧师说过这样一句话，谦卑啊就像一朵啊稚嫩的花啊，当我们以为已经轻轻地握在手中的时候啊，它却碎裂并变成骄傲。嗯。
Many times it's been said, God's ideal of humility is not how little you think of yourself, rather how little you think about yourself. Indeed, of your thinking being about yourself most of the time,instead of that, spend time thinking about God and fix your thoughts on His goodness. This is expressed in Philippians 4:8.
很多时候啊，神所看重的谦卑，并不是你对自己评价有多高啊，就是而是你有多少去想着自己。与其大多数时间想着自己，不如花时间来思想神，并将心思啊定格在这啊《腓立比书》第四章八节所描述的神的善美之上。
Philippians 4:8. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about these things that are excellent and worthy of praise.
要不要大家一起来读一次？腓立比书的第四章第八节。哦，弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德性，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
Now, frankly, God's people of Israel did have some incredible blessings of seeing God's character laid out to them, His instructions, and His calling them His people.I mean, there was even a sense of thanksgiving in this example of those Pharisees Jesus spoke to.
坦白地说呢，就是以色列作为神的子民呢，确实蒙受了极大的祝福。他们看见了神的性情，通过律法得知神的旨意，并被呼召成为神的子民。甚至在耶稣所提到的法利赛人的祷告中，也带着某种感恩。
This prayer of the Pharisee wasn't really totally legalistic, as it acknowledged it was something God had done for him. He gives God the credit for making him upright, devout that he is. I thank you that I am morally upright and a very religious person.
这个法利赛人的祷告并不完全是律法主义的，因为他承认这是神在他身上所做的功，他把自己正直虔诚归功于神。我感谢你啊，使我在道德上正直，也使我成为一个非常敬虔的人。
In other words, this man was not a person who believed he could make himself righteous without God's help. Yet it was mixed with this idea, look at me, that was his confidence was. And furthermore, he prayed, look at me, compared to this other dreadful tax collector.
那换句话来说啊，这个人并不认为啊，自己可以在没有神的帮助下啊，自己称义。然而他的祷告却夹杂着一种看看我吧的这种态度，就是你看我吧这种态度，这正是他信心所在。更进一步的说呢，他还将自己和那个可怕的税吏啊做比较，说看看我再看看他是什么样子的。
This is what God said in Isaiah was a terrible smell to him. Notice also that his prayer had no elements of confession. He believes he has nothing to confess. Rather, the prayer is oneThat is very confident in himself.
神在以赛亚书中说，这样的态度在他看来是极其令人厌恶的气味。请注意哦，这个祷告中完全没有认罪的内容，因为他认为自己没有什么需要承认的罪。相反，他的祷告充满了对自己的自信。
This attitude of the Pharisee's prayer is contrasted to the Jewish tax collector who realized.He couldn't compare himself to anyone, and the only chance that he had to be justified was to be confident of the mercy of God. He was likely thinking about Psalm 51:1.
那与法利赛人的祷告啊，态度形成了鲜明对比的，就是那位犹太税吏啊，他意识到自己无法与任何人比较，他唯一能够做的事就是称。他有这种称义的希望，就是完全信靠神的怜悯。他很可能想到的是诗篇的第51章第一节。
Psalm 51:1. Remember, this is David after his terrible sins. And he said, Have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love, because of your great compassion, blot out the stain of my sins.
那诗篇的第51章的一节那是大卫他与八十八同事以后先知拉丹来见他，他做了一首诗叫有两种，就是神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜悯我，求你按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过患。
So one man has the attitude that his righteousness is based on being chosen as God's own peopleAnd his own accomplishments that would flow from that, while the other relies entirely on the Lord's grace and mercy.
那一个人的态度是啊，就是他的义建立在自己是神选民的身份，以及由此而来的个人成就之上，而另一个人才完全依靠主的恩典和怜悯。
In a sense, this tax collector's attitude is admitting.We have nothing before or after God choosing us to offer to God for the forgiveness of our sins. We come to God as empty and desperate sinners.
那这位税吏的态度是在承认呢，无论是神拣选我们之前还是之后，我们都没有任何东西可以献给神来换取罪得赦免。我们来到神面前只是空空如也。迫切需要怜悯的罪人。
The tax collector recognizes his sinful condition and seeks the only thing that can ever bridge the gap between himself and God. That is two sides of God's token of love. Amazing grace and God's mercy.
税吏认识税吏认识到自己的罪性的时候，并寻求那唯一能够弥补 弥合他与神之间鸿沟的东西，那就是神的大爱的两面啊，就是啊奇妙的恩典与怜悯。
You know, as I read Paul's epistles, it seems like even he may have struggled with this way the Pharisee did. We may say this as we read Philippians 3 and him saying, if anyone could have confidence in their own effort, I could have even more.
有时呢，当我读到保罗的书信的时候啊，连他也可能曾在某种程度上就像法利赛人一样挣扎过。我们在读腓立比书的第 三章的时候啊，我们可以看到他这样说，若有人可以靠肉体夸口，我更可以。
Now many take this to be possibly his thorn in the flesh. As he goes off on several possible reasons for confidence in his flesh, he catches himself in Philippians 3:7-9.
有些人认为这正是他啊，就是在心中的那个刺啊，当他列举自己在肉体中可能夸口的各种理由的时候啊，他却在腓立比书的第三章7-9节中其实找到了自己。
Philippians 3:7-9, but whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things, count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness of God that depends on faith.
腓立比书第三章七到九节，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我认为我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得取基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
This brings me to my second point. Our justification with Godis not based on us, but rather totally on Jesus and Him in us.
那这句经文，这些经文带给我，就是带出我的第二个重点，就是我们在神面前啊得称为义，不是基于我们自己，而是完全基于耶稣，以及耶稣在我们里面助攻。
No amount of good works, church attendance, giving, community service, loving our neighbors, or anything else that we do is sufficient to take away our sin and to enable us to stand or to stay standing before a holy God on our own.
那无论是向上行参加教会的活动，奉献参加社区的服务，爱你的邻居，和我们所做的任何事情，都不足以除去我们的罪，使我们能够靠自己站立在圣洁的神的面前。
We need to, and I say we, need to daily and fully confess we need Jesus as much in our life today as we ever did before we placed our faith in Him.
那我们爱所讲的，我们所在座的每一位啊，需要我们每天完全的承认了，今天的生命当中啊，我们对耶稣的需要与当初第一次把信心放在他身上一样迫切。
It's not like we say, okay, God, thank you very much for this new life, now we'll take it from here. And furthermore, we're just thankful we're not like those others that we see still struggling to have this faith that we have.
那并不是说我们可以对神说，好吧，神啊，谢谢你赐给我的新生命，接下来完全交给我自己。更不是说我们可以庆幸自己不像那些人在信心中挣扎的人。
So let me ask you a question about that faith that we have placed in Jesus alone. Where did the good sense to place our faith in Jesus come from? Were you born with that insight, or did some great philosopher enlighten you? Rather, I think it's like James 1:17.
那么我想问一个关于我们所放在耶稣身上的信心的问题，就是我们把信心放在耶稣身上的那份名字是从何来呢？ 是我们天生就有这种洞察力吗？还是某位伟大的哲学家启发了我们？我们更愿意相信这正是雅各书一章十七节所说的。
James 1:17, every good gift, every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change.
那我们一起来读一下雅各书一章十七节，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从头上来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变也没有转动的影儿。
That makes more sense to me. I believe that at our point of putting all of our trust in Jesus and Him alone, we are justified with God. At that point, we have a restored right relationship with Him.
这对我来说是就比较合理了。我相信呢，当我们把全部的信心呢放在耶稣和耶稣身上，唯独在耶稣身上的时候，我们就在那一刻与神称义，与他恢复了正常的关系。
But back to this ideal of continuing to pray and not lose hope. It causes me to think of Lamentations 3:21-23.
那我们回到刚刚的那一点的是，就是要持续祷告，不失去盼望这个主题的时候让我想到了耶利米哀歌第三章二十一节到二十三节。
Lamentations 3:21-23. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
耶利米哀歌三章二十一节二十三到二十三节，我想起这事，心里就有指望。我们不至于消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因为他的怜悯不至断绝。每早晨，这都是新的。你的诚实极其广大。
I don't know about you, but I need those mercies every day. It doesn't say it there, but in other places in the Bible, it suggests the same thing about grace.That we continue to receive new grace every day.
我不知道大家，但是我自己是需要这些怜悯的。虽然这里并没有直接说，但圣经其他地方已经暗示我们，恩典同样是天天更新的。
Now the tax collector's prayer in this parable wasn't so much one of humility as the attitude of desperation. I go back to my studies in Isaiah.Like Isaiah 6:5-8.
在这个比喻中税吏的祷告与其说是谦卑，不如说是一种迫切的绝望。我再次想到了以赛亚书里面比就是第六章的五到八节。
Isaiah 6:5, Isaiah said, Woe is me, for I'm lost.For I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
要不要我们又一起来读一下以赛亚书第六章五节到八节。祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王，万军耶和华。
Then in verse 8, Then I heard the Lord asking, Whom shall I send as a messenger to this people? Who will go for us? I said, Here I am, send me.
第八节，我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说，我在这里，请差遣我。Yeah.
Verse 8?
Yeah.
I think I just read it. Are you going to read it?
We finished it.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay. Isaiah recognized his sin and the need for God's mercy because he had beheld the King, the Lord of hosts.
以赛亚因见到万军之耶和华，就认清自己的罪，并意识到自己何等需要神的怜悯。
While we're looking at Isaiah, let's go on looking at his obedience to God's call by saying, send me, or maybe how God has called you or prepared you for ministry. Yes, I do believe all God's people are called to ministry.
既然提到了以赛亚，我们也可以继续思想一下他对神呼召的这种顺服，请差遣我，或者呢思想神如何呼召并预备我们自己进入服事。我确实相信神的所有子民呢都蒙召参与侍奉。
Now you may say, or you may not think of yourself as a minister, but instead, oh, that's what Pastor Gary and now Pastor Bayong is going to teach you or is going to do for you. Paul says it differently in Ephesians 4. The pastors are to equip you for ministry.
那你可能不能你可能没这么认为，就是你可能并不认为自己是传道人呢，觉得那只是像赵牧师或者我们来的杨百章了他们所做的。但保罗在以弗所书第四章中说得很清楚，牧者的职分是装备圣徒去侍奉。
So I don't want to lose sight of the fact that it would seem that in many places through the Bible we have a touch on the ideal of a wonderful transformation and purpose of God that he calls us to, which begins in our lives as we place our faith in Jesus.
那在圣经的许多地方我们都会触及到一个这样的主题，就是神所带来的奇妙转变呀与使命呢，是从我们将信心放在耶稣基督身上开始的。
We would seem to be ungrateful if we didn't give God praise and thankfulness for this new life we received upon placing our faith in Him. All that to say, the ideal of new life and what God is doing now is in your life is about this point three I want to mention.
如果我们不为这因信得者的新生命向神献上赞美和感谢，那反倒显得我们不知感恩。正因为如此呢，新生命以及神如今在你生命中所做的功，就引出了我要接下来讲的第三点。
All this good in your new life, and yes, I do see it, now, but it's more about evidence and confirmation, not the basis for your justification.
你生命中现在一切的美善我已经看到了，就是都是你已经被称义的证据和印证，而不是你被称义的基础。
I really love Paul's teachings in his letter to the Romans. We see in Romans 5, 8 through 10.
我非常喜爱，就是喜欢保罗在罗马书中的教导啊，尤其是在罗马书第五章八到十节所讲的。
But God shows his love for us, and while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by from his wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life.
罗马书的第五章八到十节，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既已经和好，就更要因他的身得救了。
So don't miss that last part. We are saved and justified by his life, not just the changes he's made in our lives, but his life has given to us on the cross for our sins. We can say that those changes in our lives, however miraculous they appear to be, they're the fruit in our lives, not the root.
请不要忽略了最后一点啊，就是我们是因他的生命得救，得成为义的。不只是他在我们生命中所带来的改变，而是他为我们在十字架舍上的生命。我们可以说，这些改变虽然看起来十分奇妙，但他们是果子而不是根基。
Remember, Jesus is the root of the vine of God's people, and we are God's people, that have been grafted into it. It can be said, all our good intentions and good works will not serve as the basis of our justification, but only as confirmation that we were justified and united to Christ by the Holy Spirit.
请记住哦，耶稣才是那棵葡萄树的根，而我们是被接上去的。我们所有的善意和善行都不能成为我们称义的这个确据，只能作为我们已经被称义并借助圣灵与基督联合的证明。
Jesus alone is the justification for our righteousness, as we see once again in Romans 5:18 and 19.
那正如罗马书五章的十八到十九节所教导的，唯有耶稣本身才是我们得义的根基。
Romans 5:18 and 19. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous.
罗马书的第五章十八节，要我们一起来念吗？如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪，照样因一次义行，众人也就被称义得生命了。
So we need to give Jesus all the glory, not taking any part for ourselves. Give him the glory, both as the one who is the perfect righteousness for us, and the one who, on the basis of justification, works transformation and progressive righteousness in us.
我们要把一切荣耀都归在耶稣基督，不为自己保留任何一份荣耀，将荣耀归给他。他既是我们完全，既是我们的完全的义，也是那位在称义的根基上，在我们里面持续做转化，成为成圣之功啊。
As I mentioned earlier, the central thought that runs through the Bible is actually my fourth and last point. God's glory shown through Jesus and the gospel is central to the whole Bible and to our lives.
正如我之前所提到的啊，有一个贯穿整本圣经的中心思想，其实就是我第四个要讲的，就是神的荣耀藉着耶稣和福音彰显，这是整本圣经和我们生命的核心。
We don't look at ourselves alone at any time to consider our righteousness. We look only to Jesus, who is God's righteous one by whom many will be counted righteous. We can't say, I'm now righteous with God in myself because I'm this new man or woman he has changed me into.
我们任何时候都不该单单的审视自己哦，来衡量自己的义。我们唯独要仰望耶和华，因为他是神的义者，许多人因他被称为义。我们不能说因为我们已经成为一个被改变的人，所以我在自己里面就是义的。
Now back to that last verse in Luke 18:14. We're told that the tax collector went away justified or made righteous because he had been humbled before God, confessing no amount of works could save him for his sin, and that only God's mercy could be seen there.
在路加福音的第十八章十四节中，我们看到税吏之所以被称义，是因为他在神面前谦卑自己，承认任何行为都不能救他脱离罪，唯有神的怜悯才是他唯一的盼望。
That verse tells us everyone who exalts himself will be humbled. A good reason for this is when we try to exalt ourselves by comparing ourselves to others, we end up thinking less of them and of God.
那在路加福音的第十八章十四节，我告诉你们，这人回家去，比那人倒算为义啊！因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。 那这经文告诉我们，凡自高的必降我卑。这说的一个重要的原因，就是当我们试图通过与别人比较来抬高自己的时候，最终会轻看别人，也会轻看神。
Notice this tax collector didn't see the need to compare himself to others. Rather, he stood at a distance from others, so his confession of sin was just between him and an all-righteous God. Our only standard for comparison is God himself, and we all fall short of that glory.
那请注意这里，这位税吏啊，同样没有觉得有必要与别人比较，他反而站在远处啊，使他的认罪只发生在他与那位全然公义的神之间。我们唯一可以比较的标准就是神自己，而我们都亏缺了这种他的荣耀。
It seems like to me, we can all fall into this trap of comparing ourselves on both sides. Either I'm pleased how much more spiritual I am to another, or I'm discouraged at how much more spiritually well off others seem to be compared to me. The tax collector exhibits what Jesus spoke about in Matthew 5:3.
我们很容易在比较中啊，落入两个极端的陷阱，就是要么因为觉得自己比别人更属灵而自满，那要么就是因为觉得别人比自己属灵而变得灰心。税吏所展示的就是耶稣在马太福音第五章的三节中所说的这种。
Matthew 5:3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
马太福音第五章三节，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Now the Pharisees Jesus talked to talked endlessly about themselves and about God, and yet did not know how to be right with God. They didn't recognize that everything written about God in the Old Testament was pointing to who is to be glorified in the Messiah.
耶稣所提到的这个那些法利赛人呢，他们彼此之间呢不断的谈论神，却不知道如何在神的面前呢成为义。他们没有意识到旧约中关于神的一切启示都是指向那位将要得荣耀的弥赛亚。
Yet even for them, the Messiah would be their Redeemer, Savior, final sacrifice on whom their sins would be laid and in whom would become the righteousness of God for them. This would be true if they just trusted God for that, even though it wouldn't be seen on earth here for many, many years ahead.
那这位弥赛亚将成为他们的救赎主、拯救者、最终的祭物。他们的罪将归在他身上，而他们也将因他而成为义。这一切只要他们信靠神就可以成立，尽管那位弥赛亚在许多年之后才会自己到来，来到这个世上。
In closing, this parable is about God, who alone can judge the human heart, the only God who justifies the ungodly when they ask for nothing more than mercy. We need to be reminded that we are justified by the righteousness that Christ is for us.
总结起来呢，这个比喻中的真心呢，中心呢是讲神呢，就唯有神能监察人心，唯有神能在罪人单单求怜悯的时候称不敬的人为义。我们需要不断的被提醒，我们得称为义是因基督成为我们的义。
As we come back to this ideal of confidence or prayers of confidence, we can say prayer doesn't change God. However, the type of confidence we approach God with in our prayers can change us into people with humble and grateful hearts.
那回到我们呢，这些主题就是带着信心去祷告的主题啊。我们可以说的祷告并不会改变神，但我们在祷告中带着怎样的信心来到神面前的时候就能够改变我们自己，使我们成为谦卑感恩的人。
It can change us into people who care less about having our good works recognized and more about loving God and loving others the way we love ourselves.
那祷告也能够改变我们使我们不再那么在意自己的善行是否被人家看见，而是更在意爱神，并以爱自己的方式去爱别人。
It can also help us to see that we need those new mercies talked about in Lamentations every day. Help us to see we need to care more about others than caring about how well we see ourselves in doing life.
那祷告也能帮助我们看见，就是我们每天都需要像啊耶利米哀歌中所提的那些新的怜悯呢，它帮助我们更多的去关心他人，而不是一味关心自己在人生中如何表现。
This is the confidence of prayer that is desperately needed today, so as to have us participate in the work of Jesus to see Him bring many to salvation all over the nations. In doing that, we focus our attention to God's grace and never-ending mercy.
那这正是当今时代啊，迫切需要的这个祷告的信心，就使我们能够参与到耶稣的工作中，看见他带领更多人得走救恩。在这样的过程之中，我们将目光定在神的恩典与他永不止息的怜悯之上。
Let's pray together.
那我们一起祷告。
Father, I can't help anyone see these things of your spiritual blessings to us, of our needs. Only you can touch our hearts with your Holy Spirit. So I pray that that has been done today, that you've touched us with your word, that you reminded us that we need your mercies every day, that you remind us that it's about Jesus and Him alone, that we thank you for what you're doing in our new lives, but we realize that it's Him living in us that really gives us that new life, and that we can look forward to that every day. We don't lose it, and we never want to forget it, Father, as we walk through the days ahead of us. We give you thanks that your word tells us that, and your Holy Spirit confirms it. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.